Luminosity is a new exhibit that the Lexington Art League has put together. It kind of takes place of the nude exhibit, which was a kind of standard for many years for the Art League. And talking to them, they said they felt like that show had sort of run its course and that it was time to explore new things, and they wanted to do something with a real citywide feel. So they developed Luminosity, which is a festival of light-based art, and the centerpiece of it is going to be a big sculpture in Triangle Park in Lexington that's going to stand pretty much where the Christmas tree stands during the holidays. And it is a light sculpture that is built by two artists from Calgary, Canada, Caitlin R.C. Brown and Wayne Garrett. And they have done similar sculptures in Calgary and Moscow and Chicago, and now they're bringing the idea here.
And Luminosity will be, again, visible to the public when?
Well, it's going to be unveiled on Saturday night at Art Ball, which is an annual fundraising event for the Lexington Art League. So that'll be, and we'll have photos of it in the Herald Leader on Sunday, and I'm sure they'll be posting photos as well. So that'll be the first chance to get an idea what it looks like. Then on February 21st is when the sculpture is actually going to go up in Triangle Park. And at a big public event, sort of a grand illumination. The following week, the Art League at its home base at the Loudoun House is going to open up an exhibit of several other light-based works. So, and this is really kind of a new form. We haven't seen this type of form in Lexington. But the signature piece by Brown and Garrett is definitely going to be attention-grabbing. It's going to be about 20 feet tall, and it is celestial-based, as we may say. Other forms they have done have included clouds and comets, and they haven't revealed what this one will be yet, but it's going to be in that same line.
It's time for the Grammys, and of course the Grammys will once again honor names like Bruno Mars, Katy Perry, and Lorde, but there are some Kentuckians to root for as well. Who are the Kentuckians who we can look for and hopefully root for during the Grammys?
Well, we've got a couple of people in the running this year in interesting ways. One is there is a new category for music educators. And one of the nominees, or one of the 10 finalists for that award, there were thousands of nominees, is a woman who grew up in Lexington and studied at the University of Kentucky. She's now down in Dallas, teaching at Plano West High School. She's the orchestra director down there. Her name is Jo Wallace Abbey, and she was one of the 10 finalists for this award. They've already announced the winner, and it was a gentleman from upstate New York who actually won the award. But, you know, she says to be one of the top 10 finalists really has felt like a big win for her. And she's, you know, been enjoying the Grammy ride, so to speak. Another guy who is still in contention, as far as we know, and looks like, you know, he could end up a winner, is Josh Osborne, who grew up in Vergy in Pike County and is now a songwriter in Nashville. And he co-wrote Kacey Musgraves' breakout hit Merry-Go-Round. And so he is a nominee along with Musgraves and one of his frequent collaborators, Shane McAnally, for Best Country Song. So he'll be waiting on Sunday to see if he can add Grammy winner to his credits.
An Asheville-based bluegrass band is playing this weekend, actually tonight at Natasha's. Tell us about Town Mountain.
Town Mountain is a young band that plays in kind of a very traditional style. You know, one of the things in bluegrass in recent years is you've had, you know, you have the traditionalists. You could really see this at Festival of the Bluegrass this year, where, you know, you would have the hardcore traditional bands that have been out there for decades, and then some younger guys with maybe a little bit of a different swagger to their music. I think Town Mountain has a little bit of that swagger, but they definitely know where they came from in terms of style and presentation. And they've played around here frequently, and they'll they'll be back in town tonight at Natasha's.
Rich Copley, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Let's plan to do this again next week.
We sure will. Thank you.